The Highest Stand. Chapter 1. Showing Up. As always, I arrived at the Olympic Stadium early on race day. I didn't like to feel rushed. The officials checked my identification and let me in with a smile. The weather was perfect. The rain cleared, and the day was starting to heat up. I found an area on the field and set up my base camp for the next hour.
Warm-up laps helped me focus before a big race. Some athletes hate warming up, saying it only makes them more nervous. Not me. I could talk myself right out of being nervous. Two more laps, Deed. Watch those sprinkler holes. Don't want to sprain an ankle 30 minutes before the biggest race of your life.
The grass beneath my feet was the brightest green possible. The problem was, I couldn't take my eyes off of it. Concentrate on running, Deed, I told myself, and quit looking at the ground. Okay, go through the checklist.
Arms look good. Wrists are relaxed. Thumbs are up.
Legs? Hamstrings tight on the left leg. Spend a little more time stretching. Head? Jaws loose. Neck straight. Motion? Good. Bouncy. Feeling light. Paw the ground with every step. I stared back down at my feet, making sure that I wasn't stomping the green grass. That last warm-up lap was way too quick. Now I'm feeling hot. I shouldn't have worn the sweatshirt under my jacket.
Slow down, Deed. Remember that hamstring. Give it time to catch up to the rest of your body.
Colin Beckham, Great Britain's finest track star, flew by.
Don't look. Pretend you don't see him.
Too late. He saw you staring.
Man, he looks good today. I guess he's all right after hitting that hurdle last round. Colin's body was designed for this race. He's built like a sprinter and is really flexible. Breaking that world record must have seemed easy for him. I slowed down a bit. You're too hot, Deed. Walk the rest of the way. Stop here and stretch. Go slow. Follow your program. Today's your day. I finished my last lap and went to get some water. I was careful not to drink too much and cramp up. I sipped from the tiny paper cup and heard a familiar voice from behind the fence.
How you feeling, champ?
Coach Ken Matsu was watching me from the stands. Matsu had been my coach since my senior year in high school. I looked up from my stretching position.
Feeling good, Matsu,
I said, hiding the fact that my left hamstring continued to scream.
Good,
he replied with an unsure look on his face. The warm-up field was small, about the size of a basketball court. Coaches, fans, and friends stood behind the chain-link fence. The area buzzed with excitement. The seven men who stood in the way of my dream ran and stretched around me. Colin Beckham warmed up on the other side of the field. He attracted a crowd that included some of his competitors. Fellow Brit Nigel Thornton and Canadian Vander Parks huddled around Colin like children. As for me, I stood alone. Mike Stone, a fellow American and my close friend, didn't qualify for the medal round. This left myself and Tommy Johnston as the only Americans in the race. I was last to the practice hurdles. I took my time jumping the obstacles, as if to say, I'm cool and ready. As I took a few more hurdles, everything started to feel right. I felt the others begin watching me.
That's right. They couldn't count the old man out of the race just yet. This was the third time I had been an Olympian. Some of these kids were still in grade school when I raced in Tokyo. Others were college athletes when I fell short in Paris.
They all knew me. I bet none of them expected to see me here warming up. But what they didn't know was my determination.
I'd been chasing down gold for most of my life. Yes, I'm 31 years old, and yes, my body has aged, but so is my mind. I've been running this race for 15 years, and my desire has never been stronger.
Go for it, Savage!
An excited fan yelled out. I looked up to where the shout came from and waved. I noticed a group of four young boys sprinting back into the stadium. With ice cream cones in hand, they scrambled for their seats. What caught my eye was the boy trailing a few yards behind. The four leading boys hurried into the stadium as though he wasn't there.
I watched him and I felt sad. I knew exactly what he was going through.